فيا أيها القاري به متمسكا مجلا له في كل حال مبجلا. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome again to the Tajweed podcast. My name is Khalid Abu Shafi'. Today, inshallah, we are going to have a look at the last rule of Nun Sakina and Tanween. It's called Al-Qalb. Sometimes you find it in some of the books, it's called Iqlab, but actually the correct pronunciation and terminology for this rule is called Al-Qalb. Al-Qalb in language, it means to substitute, to swap, to put upside down, to change. It's all the same meaning linguistically, but technically the meaning of Qalb, it means that to substitute the Nun Sakina or Tanween with a Mim whenever it is followed by the letter ba. So for example, if you write in language min ba'di, mim nun, then space ba'di, then that nun sakina becomes like mim ba'di. So you just write them mim, mim, ba, ayn, dal. So when you pronounce that, it becomes mim ba'di. The only thing that you don't press too much on the lips, and you make that ghunna, which comes while pronouncing the mim. So the mim here will be pronounced with the ghunna, and that is called the rule of qalb. This is not different from the rule which we are going to have a look in the next episode, inshallah, in the chapter of rules of mim sakina. It's called al-ikhfa al-shafawi. So it is no different at all, as Imam al-Jazari in his book An-Nashr have mentioned that if you say مَنْ يَعْتَصِمْ بِاللَّهِ مَنْ يَعْتَصِمْ, the end of mim, and then you say, followed by the ba, you say بِاللَّهِ مَنْ يَعْتَصِمْ بِاللَّهِ, or you say أَمْ بُورِكَ or مِنْ بَعْدِ, Imam al-Jazari said there is no difference at all. The only thing that one was written with a noon and the other one was written with a meme, but in pronunciation matter, it is the same, and the only thing that you make the ghunna with the meme and slightly do not press too much. So the rule for this qalb is only one letter. As we have said in the previous episodes, that rules of Nun Sakin and Tanween with Idhar have six letters, and the rules of Idgham has six letters, that's make 12, and the rules of Ikhfa, that's 15. So 15 plus 12 makes 27, isn't it? So 27 minus 28 becomes only one letter left in Arabic language, and that is the letter Ba. So how do we read it and how do you pronounce it? It's a simple. Just be careful not to move your lips inwards too much open, or lowering into the kasra, or making it into the dhamma, as in sometimes in the idgham, but just make it normal as in the sukun, as you say am, am. So if you pronounce, for example, layunbadhanna, you would say layunbadhan, and just to be careful, whenever the ba comes, the va is a very strong letter in Arabic language. It has a quality called ashidda and al-jahar. So when you pronounce it, try to pronounce it powerfully. Imam al-Jazari always talks about the weakness of people whenever they come to batilin bihim bidhi in some of the muqaddimah, saying that just be careful, the ba is a very strong letter, try to pronounce it clearly and strongly, because the mim and the ba, they come from one makhraj. The mim slightly weaker than the ba is stronger. So the mim will be a little bit less strength, but the ghunna is there. So you'd say amburik, and you'd say layunbadhan. And the other examples in the Quran, you would say sami'an basira min ba'di. So this qalb, bab, comes in one word and comes also in two different words. So for example, layum badanna is one word in the Quran. Nun sakina comes, or nun sakina and the ba comes in one word. And sometimes with the tanween comes in two separate words, like mim ba'di, nun sakina, followed by the word ba'di, mim ba'di. And or, for example, am burika, nun sakina, followed by the word burika. And sami'un, tanween, followed by another word, basir. And these are the examples in the Quran. There are so many examples. Inshallah, I would put in my site some of the exercises, practices of ikhfa and idgham and qalb. So inshallah, please visit my site again and have a look at it. If you have any question, inshallah, or a comment, please send it by contacting me through the form of the west of the site. And there is a new tips of tajweed I just put on the site a few days ago. Have a look at it and listen to it. It's a very short and it's a very important. It has tips of tajweed and techniques that will help a lot of people to correct the recitation of the Quran. And inshallah, because we have finished this chapter, the second chapter of tajweed, the first chapter was about the history and the definition of tajweed. The second chapter is about the rules of nun sakin and tanween. We are going to inshallah launch the another quiz for questions and answers, so you can test your knowledge. The third chapter inshallah that we are going to have a look in the episodes would be about the rules of mim sakina. Rules of mim sakina in the Quran whenever it's followed by the letters of Arabic language, what will happen, how do we pronounce it, and the examples inshallah. The reason that I don't put any PDF or Microsoft Word format, because there are a lot of resources and print available on the web and also in the market, so I didn't want to put that. And you could benefit also from the teacher. This is not enough to listen to the episodes and to listen to the tips, but also find the sheikh and find the teacher in your local masjid and try to learn this sacred knowledge. And the other thing I would say is, if you subscribe to the feed, it will be much easier for you. So it's like a reminder, either with iTunes or through the browser. Jazakumullahu khairan for listening. And inshallah, I see you in the next episode. Please leave your comment. Jazakumullahu khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Hani'an mari'an walidaka alayhima malabisu anwarim min at-taji wal-hulam.